Away from the south coast, properties have also been lost in the New South Wales Southern Highlands and Kangaroo Valley. Isabel Rowe reports from the town of Mossvale.
Huddled in a shed at the local showgrounds, Patricia Bover has her phone in one hand and a glass of champagne in the other.
This is anaesthetic.
But this isn't a celebration. Patricia is waiting to hear about her home, which is in the path of a fire burning through the New South Wales Southern Highlands.
The fires are behind the property, and I think they're there now. The fire engines are there now trying to protect it.
It's the second fire threat Patricia Bover has dealt with this week. She's evacuated again with about 90 alpacas from her property at Penrose, near the Hume Highway in the Southern Highlands.
We brought them here on New Year's Eve when the first fire front came through, and then we brought the last lot about 2 days ago. So we evacuated what we could and went back for the rest.
Almost 800 people evacuated from towns around the Southern Highlands on Saturday night after the Moreton fire flared up, threatening homes. Some are at the official evacuation centre at Mittagong, about half an hour's drive north. Neil Parker is the president of the showgrounds.
They were sort of not just evacuating one area, they were nearly evacuating the whole Highlands. Been great, like our local produce, Nile stock feeds. You know, they've been bringing feed for horses for the people that can't get back home and get their feed. Barrow Pet Shop have been bringing, you know, ice blocks and that for the smaller animals.
I sense from a few people I've spoken to, they're getting pretty tired, pretty stressed about it.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. You know, like you get people here that sort of said they, you know, they don't feel like driving anywhere for dinner and lunch and all that, so they've appreciated us putting on a sausage sizzle for them. And
also among the campers is Renee Eccleston and her family, who live in Exeter, the neighbouring town at the edge of the Moreton fire.
It's unbelievable. You can't fathom what it's like, actually.
But with the danger past for now, at her home, there's a chance of a better night's sleep.
I've got my swag, a couple of comfortable pillows. Yeah, we've got feed for the horses and I've got an esky, which has got the boys have just taken it, but it had about half a carton of beer in it. So, yeah, don't need much more than that.
After Saturday's extreme conditions and 40-degree heat, the weather has changed dramatically in the Southern Highlands. Last night, showground evacuees were in puffer jackets and under blankets as the mercury dropped to 12 degrees. And it rained, not enough to put the fires out, but a reprieve for local rural fire service volunteers. Drink in hand and friends gathered around her in the showground's shed, Patricia Bover will have to wait a bit longer to find out if her house is still standing.
There is nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do. So we are here and we're very lucky.
Patricia Bover ending Isabel Rowe's report.